And he done outgrooted or something.
And you might say if his old suit's worn out, he would have to go to town to buy
a new suit.
Have you ever seen a little child who had his pockets just so full of stuff that they...
Yes.
No. What do you say they do? His pockets pockets are... They're so full that they...
Have junk of all kind in there and never bust them off.
Have you ever heard people say his pockets are so full that they bulge?
Bulge is right.
And if you put a shirt in real hot water, it might do what?
Draw.
Have you ever heard people say it might shrink?
Shrink up.
Talking about that word shrink, you say that it will shrink, and if it did it yesterday, you say yesterday it did what?
Would shrunk take the place of shrink?
Okay. What about if a girl is going out to a party or something, you know, she likes to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror getting herself ready, you say she's doing what?
Primping.
Primping? Would you say that if a man were getting ready, would you say he was primping too?
Sure.
What do you call that thing that women carry around all their things in when they go out?
Shopping bag? A handbag.
Is that the same thing as a purse?
The purse.
And what do you call a little one that they carry their change in that has a clasp?
It's a pocketbook.
Pocketbook. What do you call that thing that a lot of women like to wear around their wrists?
Bracelet.
And what about that they like to wear around their neck?
Necklace.
What do you call that thing that you hold over your head to keep the water off of you when it rains?
Parasol. Umbrella. Okay. It has two names. Umbrella is one, parasol is one.
And when you're making up a bed, what do you call that last thing that you put on it? That covers it.
Counterpin. Bed spread.
And again, on the bed, that thing that you rest your head on, that's a what?
Pillow.
Have you ever seen something that you might have at the head of a bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Yeah, that's for the... Make the bed look pretty when you make it up. It ain't to sleep on.
What do you call that?
No,
you ever heard people call it a bolster?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I know that. Yep.
If it's a real long bolster, you might say, well, that doesn't go just part way across the bed. It goes
all the way.
All the way.
That's right. Because I sleep on three pillows.
And talking about the bed again, what do you call that bed cover that's kind of old-fashioned that, you know, you may make it out of sewing scraps together?
Counterpin. That's something out of quilt.
Yeah. Is that heavier?
A counterpin is spread, what we call spreads now. But a quilt is something to keep you warm. Them my horses out there with a quilt on now, we used to hang the quilt and frames up.
Yeah.
By strings. Mm-hmm. Oh, this world made so many changes since then.
If you had some company overnight, if there were some children, what would you call a place that you, a thing that you put down on the floor where they could sleep?
Pallet. Yeah, I put down a mini pallet. When my kids were little, the others come in.